This is Common Sense Radio on the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, back with William Wagner, the professor, president of Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center. All right, professor, so the Civil Rights Commission, in this article from the Free Press, they made it pretty clear. They know they're going to get sued, and they want to get sued is the way I read it. They want a lawsuit because they want the courts to decide. So it's they know they don't actually have the legal authority to do this. Legislation without representation, a great way to put it on your part. So are they going to get sued? Where do we go from here?
There's a number of options. And you notice the legislature's already done their job. The elected branch that works for the people, they've 11 times, decided this for the people. I'm wondering, is the executive branch going to step up now? Is the governor's office going to step up? Is the attorney general going to step up? I can tell you that under the Constitution, state legislators have the authority to ask for an AG opinion, an attorney general opinion, on something like this. And we've talked with some legislatures, and it's our understanding that is going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. And when the attorney general issues an opinion, it has the force of law, and agencies must follow it until a court, decides something otherwise. And
man, so, that's a hot button deal, isn't it? Bill Schuette, the attorney general, is running for governor, as everybody well knows. And that decision, which I would assume he would issue, you kind of need to turn the decision around, and in a timely fashion. It puts Attorney General Bill Schuette in a position where he has to make a call. Either you're going to support this rogue move, this maverick move by the Civil Rights Commission, or you're not. Either one has political ramifications, does it not?
Well, I'd like to think he would do the right thing. You got to look at the governor's office a little bit here, too, because Quality Michigan, which is pushing this, raised over $1 million last year, I'm told. $125,000 of that was from people like you and me and our taxpayer dollars. We're working here for free trying to defend truth and defend the law, and we're up against these giants that have this money coming from everywhere. I would like to see the executive branch stop funding organizations like that who are encouraging, the state of Michigan to part of branch of the state of Michigan to refuse to follow the law. And so, but there's some other things that are out there too. State legislatures have standing here to sue because their rights as legislators have been infringed upon. The role of the legislature has been usurped here. So a lawsuit could be brought, and we're considering that on behalf of legislatures. And I tell you, the first time they go after some church or they go after some small agency,
yeah,
that's a Christian agency.
Let me ask you about that. Hold on.
They'll have standing as well.
Let me ask you about that. All right. So the Civil Rights Commission pushes this upon the state of Michigan, despite the 11 rejections from the state legislature, and despite the opinion from the attorney general's office a few months ago saying you don't have the authority to do this. And now a church posts a job position for some clerical work in its office. And they say, we can't hire you because you're openly gay. We can't have you working at our church. We can't. The church gets sued, doesn't it?
Well, no church would ever say, we can't hire you because you're openly gay. The church would say, we can't hire you because you're engaging in activities and behaviors that are inconsistent with our sincerely held religious tenets. And that's a big difference.
I'm not sure the distinction, sounds the same to me from a layman's perspective.
Well, one you're saying you can't do it because I don't like you as a person. The
I'm not saying it has nothing to do with liking or disliking somebody. Yeah. It has to do with the tenets of our religion dictate X, Y, and Z. You're in violation of that because you are gay or have an openly gay life or whatever it is.
Exactly. You're gay, but because you're lifestyle.
But it is because... Split the hair however you want, Professor, but the fact is the fact. They're not being hired for that sole reason, right? And now the church that has their closely held belief, or however you'd like to put it, doesn't matter to me, they're being targeted because they won't hire somebody who's gay in their office. Now the church gets sued. Is that what happens?
Well, if they don't hire somebody because they're gay, they should be sued. If they don't hire them because of the lifestyle they're engaging in, and that lifestyle is separate and that conduct and behavior is different than what is allowed under their sacred moral tenets, then that would be a very different thing. Now they're exercising religious
honestly, Professor, I don't see
versus
the distinction.
Discrimination.
I'll be honest.
And we have to make that distinction, because if we don't make that distinction, then we have no right to make the argument because it's religious tenets It's that sincerely held religious belief that is protected. And it's not, you know, Christians believe that all are made in the image of God. And every one of us on this earth have inherent dignity because of that. And so they would never discriminate against a person because of who they are. They would, though, exclude somebody from participating in employment based on behavior and conduct, lifestyle. What the other side is very cleverly done is they've taken an immutable characteristic like race and said, oh, that's the same thing as our behavior. And so now they're forcing us to, in the narrative, attack a person. Well, we don't attack people, and we won't attack people. And I represented 25,000 African Americans, ministries and organizations in the Supreme Court in the same-sex marriage case, and that was the point they were making, that it's not the same as race. So,
well, that part I don't disagree with that, but I still don't see the distinction. The person's not being hired because of their lifestyle, because they're gay. I don't honestly see the distinction. I'm a lay person, but I'm not a person who disagrees with you necessarily that a church should have the right to hire whoever they want, but I don't see the distinction. I'll give you the last shot at it and the last word.
Well, if the Michigan Civil Rights Commission comes after an agency, for example, that is trying to, you know, help out the hungry or the poor or adoption for people that don't have a family, and they say you can't participate because you don't bow the knee to our political activist agenda, you know, they're going to have a lawsuit as well. And they'll have a very, very strong case because the Civil Rights Commission clearly has acted outside and without authority in doing so. And they know they have. And that's the worst part.
My last question, what about refusing a same-sex marriage? I mean, there it is. As a pastor, do you get sued? You got 10 seconds, yes or no?
If the church has opened itself up like a public accommodation and they're marrying people without any religious tenets as their reason, absolutely, they'll be subject to this.
Professor William Wagner, thank you for the conversation. I think this discussion has a long way to go. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank
Great
you.
Great being here again, Steve.
All right.